I would just like to start off by talking about the bit about the anti-war movement, really, and how it has really radicalized Muslims, and this whole idea about somehow the Muslims being very much separate from the left, which I don't really agree with so much. The anti-war movement, because of the huge impact it had on people, I mean, both Muslims and non-Muslims, was vital in mobilizing and radicalizing a whole range of people from all sort of different backgrounds and different sort of races and nationalities, ethnicities and beliefs. And I think that was really important because it brought people together, but also that, alongside with different things that have been happening now, such as the privatization of education, the cuts in the NHS and everything, have been affecting people a great deal. And I think that Muslims have been some of those people who have been affected a lot as a result, because at the moment Muslims are one of those people who are in the working class. Most Muslims are working class. I mean, look at Bangladeshi, Pakistani, Somali, whichever sort of people, they are actually working class. I mean, if you look at the statistics for the women's health for Bangladeshi and Pakistani women is among the worst in this country. And so basically the whole anti-privatization, the whole privatization and everything actually affects Muslims a lot. You know, it's not like there's something, they actually have the most to gain from the left and what the left believes in, because it is pretty much about them and about their issues and about the stuff that they actually have to deal with in their everyday life. Also, I would like to talk about the fact that how the, I think some people want to sort of make it seem, especially with this split or something in respect about the Muslims and the left. And I think it's a very dangerous argument, because we actually stand for the same things. We stand for peace, which is actually Islam. Actually, Islam, the meaning of Islam is actually peace in Arabic. So we have peace here. Yeah, and then equality and justice and again, respect. So I think one of the most important things which I felt was also in terms of the respect renewal. And this, I'm not trying to sort of make an attack on anybody, but really, I think one of the principles that we agreed with, and something which Muslims would also agree with completely, is the fact that we've got some democratic principles. This conference is the highest decision-making body of any organization. I mean, different organizations, I'm part of the NUS, obviously, so we have to work with the NUS. We have to go to annual conference. And here, for instance, you know, if somebody does not come to an annual conference of that decision-making body, that effectively means that going through an undemocratic procedure. And I think... that this whole idea of making it sound like Muslims and left is actually not really the real thing. The real thing is this, that they're going to a conference that is not democratic. We have to come to a conference that's democratic. We have to debate things. Whether we agree with them or we disagree with them, we have to recognize that it is the highest decision-making body, what we have agreed through our past policies and procedures. Also, I think in terms of the Muslims, I think the other aspect is also the rising Islamophobia that came after the war as a result of the whole war on terror and the whole racism. And it's something that has not left behind. Yes, Jack Straw is not there, but you know, there are other issues. There are other things which are still there. There's a lot of racism and Islamophobia women face when they're coming into the job market. You know, Muslims face that all the time. And I think that one of the things that Muslims really can learn in working with the left, and I think that's why it's really important not to emphasize, you know, that oh, Muslims and left are something different. I myself am Muslim, and I'm really happy and proud to be part of the left as well. You know, because actually we learn so much. We learn so much because we saw that during the time of the Cold War, how there was witch hunting of the left from the government, yeah? And now what's happening? It's against the Muslims, isn't it? So we can actually learn from those things, the campaigns that the left does. In my experience of working in anti-racism, anti-war, and anti-privatization campaigns with the left, I've learned so much. And I think that is really important, that we actually exchange those ideas and exchange those things, and we know that we believe in them, you know, and people who want to make a break are actually hindering the process of exchange of ideas. And the fact that we can build up much more strongly in terms of resisting war and privatization and obviously fighting off racism as well. And also in terms of, I would just like to talk a bit about student respect as well. I think there were attempts to exclude students' representation at the conference here. And I would just like to say that, well, we have to again understand and actually respect what we agreed last year. What were the principles was that what students at the conference last year, we are following the same procedures, we are following the same things, you know, to bring the students in here as well. And I think this year the student movement has achieved a lot. We have actually affiliated NUS with the Stop the War Coalition. We've managed to get a substantial number of sabbaticals elected across the country. Andy was one of them, spoke very well as well. And there's brilliant stuff there respect activists are doing on the ground, despite this bit. And I'm very happy that this has not so much come into student respect. I'm very glad that, you know, we're not, you know, so much debating about it. We're actually building on the campaigns. We have a brilliant chance to elect perhaps the next NUS Black Students Officer, who's very much like to be a respect candidate. We have a brilliant chance around that. And we are very much sort of really resolved to keep on building that campaigns, keep on building the Stop the War demonstrations, keep on building against privatization, against racism and Islamophobia, and make sure that we win it. And I'm sure we will also keep on building for Lindsay's campaign as well. We will definitely make sure that we have, you know, somebody on the GLA. You know, we really, really want to do that. And I think that that's what we should look for, because at the end of the day, our principles are to respect what we have democratically decided. That is really important, and I think that's sort of the way forward as well. Thank you.